Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Gene Alley. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Don Cardwell. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Javier fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clemente moves to second. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boyer moves to second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boyer moves to third. Grote moves to second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boyer scores. Grote scores. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White scores. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Crandall and he is safe. Brock steals second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Crandall and he is out, Bailey applying the tag. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a pop-up towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Schofield fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a line drive towards short. Grote catches it and throws to first to double up Bailey. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood, who is chasing the ball. Clendenon reaches third base with a triple. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alley hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clendenon tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 2 in the game. Flood strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Mota pinch hits for Don Cardwell. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verdon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon, who is chasing the ball. Francona reaches third base with a triple. Mike Shannon pinch runs for Tito Francona. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shannon scores. It's 4-1, Cardinals. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarver is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Mike Shannon now playing right field. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 2 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier misplays the ball. That's an error on Javier. Clemente moves to second. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Clendenon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Clendenon reaches second base with a double. Clemente scores. Lynch moves to third. It's 4-2, Cardinals. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lynch scores. Clendenon moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Cardinals. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alley hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schofield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani pinch hits for Dale Crandall. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani now catching. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Javier hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 3 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Freese pinch hits for Joe Gibbon. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tommy Sisk now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Brock reaches second base with a double. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon bunts towards first. Clendenon scoops it up and throws to first, with Alley covering, for the out. Brock moves to third. one out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Brock scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Cardinals. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Groat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynch hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alley hits a pop-up towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Pirates 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-3 in the game. McCarver hits a line drive towards first. Clendenin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Javier strikes out. Two outs. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. Gibson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Cardinals. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-4 in the game. Flood hits a pop-up towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schofield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Schofield moves to second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarani is called out on strikes. One out. Ozzie Virgil pinch hits for Tommy Sisk. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bailey is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 6, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.